Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. WNYC Political Director Andrea Bernstein and I will continue our weekly podcast, Digesting Politics, until the Democrats have a nominee. Could be forever. Digesting Politics is a web-only feature that you won't hear on the radio. We recorded a new one yesterday. Sign up for the Digesting Politics podcast for free at WNYC.org. Now, coming up in 10 minutes, we will play selections suggested by you this morning and yesterday of the songs from your culture or your heritage that you would like to see get the cultural hook. This is inspired by yesterday's article about the Irish pub owner in Manhattan who is going to ban Danny Boy on St. Patrick's Day. And we realized that a lot of people have the Danny Boys of your own cultures. And so we've been collecting them on our website. You could still go there, WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. And we're going to play some of the songs that people are suggesting that be retired from your cultures in 10 minutes. But in the meantime, this just in from the Labor Department, the economy unexpectedly shed 63,000 jobs in February, according to a brand new government report, fueling fears of a recession as manufacturers and construction companies cut their workforces amid the continuing housing crisis. This is how the New York Times is writing this up just in the last hour. It was the fastest fall off in the labor market in 5 years, and the report raised anticipation on Wall Street that the Federal Reserve will lower interest rates again later this month. Some investors are now predicting a more drastic cut of a full percentage point. So I thought we would take just a few minutes, and we'll do this in more detail next week, just to get some reports from you. What's going on in the economy? What's your story from the ground? If you have lost your job, call us right now. We don't have a lot of time. If you've recently lost your job, call us 212-433-WNYC. What sectors in our area are taking a hit right now? 212-433-WNYC. Or what sectors are holding up? Are you a small business owner? Are you an employee in a company that you think is not being affected by this? 212-433-WNYC. Give us your quick report from your corner of the economy in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Your reports on the ground, what's happening with the economy in our area, this unexpected loss of 63,000 jobs nationwide in February. Is this being reflected here? Do you see it in your industry? Put it out there. Whatever information you impart can help people adjust, help people stave off more layoffs, perhaps. Let us understand what's going out there in the economic sectors in which you work. 212-433-9692. And I'm just going to take some of you cold here without being screened, because we don't have time. But Karen and Nyack, you're on WNYC. Is that you, Karen? Hi, who's this? You're on the air. Okay, let's try somebody else. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Robert.
Robert, you're on the air. What part of the economy are you calling to talk about?
The service industry, actually. It's getting really, really bad out here.
That's a big sector. What do you do?
Well, I work in a restaurant, and this particular restaurant, we used to have like 25 employees that were all there, and they're down to 3 now. And last night was my last shift.
I'm sorry to hear it. Good luck out there. Kim in New City. Do I have that right?
Yes.
Kim, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello.
What do you do?
I'm a special education teacher.
Uh-huh. And?
Okay, what I wanted to say, basically, I have to turn off my other radio, I'm sorry. I think that what people aren't aware of is that services for special needs students are being cut. Early intervention services and services for preschool students are being cut, and the school districts are pushing towards mainstreaming students instead of giving them self-contained services or one-on-one services.
You think that's part of a reflection of the economic downturn?
I do. I think that if the economy gets bad, I think that one of the budgets that's impacted is education.
Kim, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much. David in Glen Ridge, you're on WNYC.
Hey, good morning. I'm in the transportation business, shipping, air freight, et cetera, and I've noticed that my retail accounts have dropped drastically. My pharmaceutical accounts, which are usually recession-resistant, have also fallen off. What's picked up is used manufacturing equipment exporting, which I think is indicative of the fact that we do less and less in this country. We make less and less.
If we're exporting, that's all it is,
a service industry.
If we're exporting our manufacturing jobs, we might as well export the manufacturing equipment.
We may as well, but at least there's a business in it. You know, that's my growing lane right now.
What kind of retail do you usually ship from where you see it being off so much?
Fashion to mall stores, store openings, a lot of the stores that I assisted in opening a couple of years ago, I'm now assisting in closing.
Sorry to hear it. David, thank you. Michael on Long Island, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
Hi. I just wanted to comment. I'm a garment importer and wholesaler in Long Island, and I see a trend in which, through my reading, the U.S. government is pushing China in 101 different ways to change its mode of operation, tax refunds and the currency and all these things, causing pricing to go up substantially, 20-30% in most cases, in apparel. And those things are causing us here to downsize and shrink. My labor pool has gone from 24-30 that I had in my operation to 11-12 over the course of the last 12 months. I think that those things need to be studied, and somebody has to, in a cautionary way, control how we're pressuring China to change. I think it is affecting us here, and we're not recognizing it.
Thank you very much, Michael. Jim in Metuchen, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jim. Jim in Metuchen, do we have you? All right. How about Tony in Somerset County? You're on WNYC. Hi, Tony.
How you doing?
Good. What do you see? What do you do?
Well, I'm a landscape contractor. One of our main clients is Toll Brothers, a major luxury home builder.
Mm-hmm.
And even though in the developments that we service, their sales are holding up actually pretty well, especially recently, we're finding a very difficult time, you know, finding employees now. You know, to do the work.
Even employees.
Yeah, you know, we really can't find, you know, people with driver's licenses to work in our industry where we've always had a.
Why would that be the case? There isn't suddenly a shortage of illegal immigrants.
Yeah, well, there is. There is, because the enforcement on the street, you know, police are pulling people in our trade.
They're afraid to work.
You know, over and, you know, and roughing them up. You know, this license is no good. This, you know, you go to North Carolina if that's where your license is from. Go to Texas if that's where your license is from. They're afraid, so they go home.
Thank you, Tony. And Pat in Rockland, you're on WNYC. Hi, Pat.
Hi. I do project management for home renovation, and what I can tell you is the subcontractors that I work with, plumbers, carpenters, electricians, the reports that I'm getting are the business is drying up like crazy. People are starting to lay off, and they're very concerned about what this year is going to look like.
What can you do about it at your level? Anything?
Just keep looking for somebody who wants to renovate something.
There you go. Good luck out there.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of you for calling in. We've got about 400,000 more calls we could take on this. So obviously, as even Ben Bernanke now is sounding almost alarmist about the economy, we will continue to report on and build community with all of you around what's going on in our area and try to work for the best possible policies, whatever they may be. All right. Thanks to all of you for calling in. Coming up in 1 minute, those songs from your culture that should be retired for good. In the meantime, if you want to post your unemployment stories or your reports from the front economically in our area, whatever, we have a page for that at our website. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show.